Here's Steve Phillips, our TSN Jays and MLB analyst. What's happening, Steve?
Hey, guys, good to be with you.
Yeah, thanks for doing this, man. It's great to have you back on the show. I saw you tweeting about Donaldson last night. He made his debut for the Tribe. He goes 0 for 4, but he survived. So.
What a drop-off, fellas. What a drop-off. We're talking about a former MVP, and we're talking about, this is what you said earlier, Brian. He was 0 for 4, but made a good throw at third.
Well, what do you make of that, Steve?
Well, look, he was 0 for 4. And right now, I think it's less about performance and hit for them, for the Indians, and just about him getting through it healthy, because they believe that once he gets his baseball legs underneath him, he's going to return to some level of a high performer. And what he showed was that his bottom half works extremely well in his swing. He is swinging the bat with venom and anger. And defensively, you know, testing that calf is going to be important, right? Because what you need to know what he can do and what he can't do. And his ability to kind of backhand the ball, go down to a knee, get up, push off, and make a strong throw across the infield, showing that his shoulder and his calf are working. I think from the Indians' perspective, they'll take the 0 for 4, and they got to see a guy who's healthy. And, oh, by the way, they won the game 2-0. So they, you know, you know, just on paper, the way their lineup looks with Lindor and Jose Ramirez and Encarnacion, and you know, you start to look at Mike with Brantley, Michael Brantley there too, and then Donaldson, their 1-5 is about as impressive as you're going to see out there. And the Indians are a formidable opponent in the postseason. They're going to be a scary team because if they get Bauer back, they're 3 deep in the rotation. They've got Andrew Miller back in the bullpen with Hand and Otero and Cody Allen. They've got a real shot to be a challenge for teams in that American League playoff race.
Well, trying to get a read on who the favorite is in the American League is it's a difficult task, because based on wins and losses, Boston, they're probably going to hit triple digits tonight. And now you're going to get Sale back, and they're gearing him up to be healthy for the playoffs, and they're stacked. I love the Yankees, but they're going to be in a wild card game. Cleveland, you just listed their positives. Houston's been quiet, but they're up. You know, they're leading a very difficult division out in the AL West. Do you have a 1-2-3 in mind when you look at who's going to the playoffs in the AL?
Yeah, I honestly have Houston 1, Cleveland 2, and then the Red Sox 3. Even though the Red Sox won the most games, I have some concerns about Sale. You know, he went one inning yesterday, 26 pitches. He was on a 40-pitch pitch count, but because he threw 26 in the first inning, they took him out. Now, he didn't have the same sort of life and action on his pitches. He's missed some time, and they're going to graduate him back in there. But I don't know what to trust about David Price in the postseason. What I do know, that the Boston Red Sox do not have a single pitcher in their rotation that has won a game as a starter. Not a single guy has won a game as a starter in the postseason for the Red Sox. David Price has 2 wins, both in relief. They do not have a single pitcher on their staff that's won a game in the postseason as a starting pitcher. So, and Cleveland, I just think with the Houston Astros have the most depth of starting pitching, and the Indians have the bullpen. The Astros have the ability to take some of the starters, like a Brad Peacock and Colin McHugh, who's really done, who used to be a starter, is now doing a great job with their bullpen. So I do. I go Houston 1 with the depth and experience, Cleveland 2, Boston 3, Yankees 4, Oakland A's 5.
How the hell does Chris Sale not have a playoff win? Like, from upstairs, if you're his man or general manager, like, what happens? Is it just choking? Is it just nerves?
You know what he is? He's like 6'6 and about 135 pounds. And, you know, he runs out of gas later in the season. And there was some thought that they were going to protect him a bit this year. Then he ended up with shoulder inflammation. And then he came back and made one start. They went back out again on the DL with shoulder inflammation. And I think he runs out of gas a little bit. You know, he doesn't have that sort of any thickness to his body. And I think he gets overworked a bit because he's so good. You want to leave him in the game, but because he's so good, you need to protect him a little. They thought to do it this year, but I think it's caught up with him a little.
Well, complete coincidence, but when you think of pitchers, stud pitchers that can't get it done in the playoffs, you think of lefties, you think of Sale, you think of Price, and you think of Kershaw. And, you know, I don't know why that is. Kershaw's been a lot better in recent years, but early in his career, it was a disaster. And I hold that against those guys. You know, I mean, I'm all for stats and I'm all for Cy Youngs, but you've got to get it done in the playoffs. And quite frankly, those guys just have not been able to do it. Limited sample size, but they haven't been able to get the job done. They don't look like horses whenever they're on the mound in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's not unfair. I mean, I think that look, they're still all three great pitchers, but it is a mark against them that they have not won those the biggest games in October. And you know, for Kershaw, it's been, you know, the seventh inning of games just seems to get away from him. And he can't seem to, you know, he pitches well, and then he has that one inning that gets away. For Price, at times it comes early, and it comes often. And for Sale, he's a one-inning guy, too, where things kind of bite him for an inning, and it gets away from him. I've always looked at it and believed, give me the guy who keeps getting me there, and sooner or later he'll figure it out. You know, Barry Bonds couldn't hit the postseason until he did. Alex Rodriguez couldn't hit the postseason until he did. And I, you know, if a guy's going to continuously get me to the playoffs as a pitcher, I think sooner or later he'll overcome whatever that is, and have some level of success. The question is, you've got three guys, and I don't think you're right. They're all left-handed. I don't think it has anything to do with being left-handed, but it is interesting that it's the left-handers that have struggled.
With Steve Phillips, our Jays analyst, Baraki, he did not struggle at Fenway last night. He's had some issues there before. I mean, he's a young guy, but he looked pretty good. Thomas Pannone's been okay. Sean Reed Foley's been okay. Those are the three kids that have come up that will be fighting for positions in the spring. Of those three, Baraki, Pannone, and Reed Foley, who have you liked the most?
I like Baraki the most. I do. I like his stuff a little bit better than Pannone. And I think that, you know, all of them, I think Pannone has shown some real presence. He's calm out there. Reed Foley's got a little more energy to him, right? He's got a little bit more, maybe a little bit of the deer in the headlights early on here in his career. He gets a little bit more hyper that the game, you know, I think he speeds the game up with just his energy a little. And Baraki and Pannone have had that ability to slow things down a little bit, which is important, right? Every level, the game's a little bit faster, or at least it feels faster. And you know that when you're going right, everything slows down a little bit, and you feel like you've got some control over it. And it doesn't mean that Sean Reed Foley won't figure it out. I still am not convinced at some point he doesn't go to the bullpen. I think his breaking ball plays well in the bullpen, and you know, the question is he going to command his fastball enough to work himself through six or seven innings in a game efficiently enough to be able to do it? Because he does kind of cut across his body and open up some. But, you know, I like the left-handers a little more than Sean Reed Foley so far. Foley's got really good stuff, but it's been more difficult for him to command it. But I you know, Baraki's done a nice job against some pretty good lineups so far in his early on in his career. I've been impressed by him.
Great stuff, Steve. We'll do it again soon. Thanks, buddy.
Terrific. Thanks, guys.
Steve Phillips, our Jays analyst, MLB analyst.